Economists are optimistic about the Arkansas economy in 2025. According to the Arkansas Economic Development Institute, the state has outperformed the national economy by most measures since 2020. But local and national economists are voicing concerns over proposed tariffs on imported goods that could be implemented under President-elect Donald Trump. Jason Miller is a supply chain expert at Michigan State University and says businesses and consumers are already trying to come up with a game plan.
And certainly if that results in not only a pull forward of imports to try to get in front of those tariffs, but also just what would, you know, potential retaliatory action by trading partners be and how that would affect things.
During a recent economic forum, Michael Paco with the Arkansas Economic Development Institute said tariffs would slow down growth because companies that operate at the Port of Little Rock rely on imported materials. Trump's promises of mass deportation could also negatively impact the state. The Migration Policy Institute estimates there are 58,000 undocumented people living in Arkansas. Miller says if workers are deported, many companies, large and small, won't be able to operate.
Potentially cause shortfalls of labor in the agricultural space and also the food manufacturing space. And then what implications could that have for prices that farmers and manufacturers are going to be charging and therefore are going to get passed on to consumers?
Tyson Foods and many local farmers rely on the immigrant population for workers. For Public News Service, I'm Frieda Ross. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.